Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us as they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table. The story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this episode of Bone Throwers Theater. We're very excited because we have a special one-shot for you that is going to help establish the world of our next campaign. My name is Jordan. Very glad to be with you today.
I'm Ellie.
This is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
This is Johnny.
And my name is Aaron. And today we are going to be playing Reliquary. Reliquary is written by Gordy Murphy. It was one that I found on Kickstarter many months ago. And as I was reading through the description of the game, I thought it would be a really cool one to use for some world building stuff when it comes to creating our next campaign. And sure enough, everybody else, at least Jordan, agreed.
I am the important one here.
And everybody took his word for it. So essentially, we're going to be highly modifying this. Reliquary is a game designed for 1 to 4 players, and we're playing with 6. So we're going to be redoing some of the rule set. It's going to be lots of fun. Essentially, we're going to be defining locations, creating some different, maybe some new peoples that we will be meeting at some of these locations, as well as some scientific possibilities as we go along.
Science?
And essentially how we do this is we are going to create a location. We are going to decide to go to a location. We're going to pick how much resources we want to spend to explore that location. And then each aspect at that location that we discover, we're going to try to explore that specific aspect. Things, if we do well, we get bonuses. If we do not do well, we do not get bonuses. And things can go wrong. There's no way to lose. It's just it'll take a little bit longer. It's going to be lots of fun. And I think we're going to go ahead and get started.
Now, you are saying that we need to, as a group, individually create a few different locations. Is that correct?
Yes. So set up for this, the first thing that we have to do is generate different locations. It says initial rules has each player should write down 2 ideas for separate locations on blank index cards. Rather than 2, we're going to do 1. These should be relatively close to where we're going to be starting out. It doesn't matter for us because of the way we're going to be playing this. We're not worried about distance that we will be traveling, and they can take almost any form. So some of the places that we have now, so we have Hikili, which we know is a planet from our microscope sessions. We have New Hikili because we described a New Hikili system in a later area in microscope. We also have 2 places. One is Solar Quest C1. Solar Quest C1 in the microscope session is a ship that crashed into one of the rings of a planet.
It was Hikili's.
Into Hikili. So we have Solar Quest C1 as another location that we might get to explore. And then the other one that I thought would be fun to put in there is one specifically named Tahiri's Nebula. So Tahiri's Nebula is one of the locations described in Microscope where, I want to call him a pirate, Tahiri had set himself up.
Oh, yeah.
In opposition of the rest of the systems.
As a reminder, we're going to be playing after the end of the Microscope timeline. So these have all fallen out of use, or we might have entered a dark era, and the Wayfinders are now coming out of a dark era, like a more medieval time within cultural expansion or cultural history. So we might be actually entering an age of a galactic renaissance.
Correct. So some of these we might not know about, but we might be discovering some of these locations as we're traveling. And so it'll be an exploratory, fun experience. So I think first step, if everybody goes ahead and creates 1 location on an index card.
So it could be an asteroid, a quasar, any kind of celestial body. It could actually be like
a planet.
A planet or even a starship.
It could be a starship that is discovered in space. Every location that is specified as a location in the microscope notes, I did already pick out.
How detailed do we have to be with this location? Just a name of something, or?
Describe the location and draw something to represent it.
Oh.
That is it.
Art.
So you can be as detailed or as not detailed as you'd like. As we explore, one of the things we're going to discover is different things that are at that location, such as what natural landmarks might be there, any signs of past civilization that will be there, whether or not there will be people there, as well as if there's going to be anybody hostile at that location. We will discover that through play, through the luck of the draw.
So are we allowed to come up with a name for
our
location? Yes.
Once everybody has locations, go ahead and pass them this direction. So I can start as we work our way back around the table. I describe the location known as Lontrioc. The drawing that I have here is just a bunch of dots because the planet that the ring surrounded has been blown up. And so it's just the dust beginning to expand.
Well, this is going to be a theme.
Mine has a slight different spin to it.
Essentially, the rings and the moons are beginning to drift off into space.
All right. I have a planet called Uvea, and it's a water planet with several islands on it.
Ooh.
But the interesting thing about it is it has perpendicular rings.
Ooh.
As a reminder, this is a space opera world. Scientific plausibility is not necessarily required.
We're traveling through alternate dimensions.
One of them could be artificial.
Oh, I like that idea. An artificial ring?
It could be. Have a natural ring and an artificial ring.
Nice.
Because maybe the natural ring was dying at some point and they had to create an artificial ring to sustain life on the planet.
Or maybe they needed really artificial ring to power generation.
They might have. There's a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
Fafa?
So, I created Naloko Heniri, and it has four rings on it, layered like strata.
Hmm.
Like if you saw the sun sitting through a bunch of clouds, and you just saw the rings lined up across it, parallel to each other.
Nice.
Ooh. Very pretty. So, I created a planetless ring system, known as the Nellis system. Mm-hmm. These rings appear to be staying intact as they orbit the sun, the star.
Hmm. So it's just the rings without the planet.
Rings
just
without the planet. So my symbol is three rings with a big empty spot in the middle. Nella means empty in Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Ellie?
I did a planet. It's got large craters and chunks of it are flying off into space. This planet is called Kumaka Elave, which is waterfall of lava. So it's a volcanic planet?
My location is the six moons of the gas giant Pilatu. There is a ringed gas giant, so who knows what's lurking within the depths of it. And there are six small moons, each with their own ring system.
Wow.
There are mysterious ruins on those small moons. And when they align, a parallels portal opens.
I like that.
Okay, so if you guys can pass locations here.
I'm still drawing.
Jimmy.
Now.
So is your location the gas giant or the six moons?
The six moons.
I don't know how many moons were around my planet.
42?
Arbitrary numbers.
No, Jordan's created six moons. You got to create one.
So we will kind of be generating a map as we go. And I say kind of because we're not going to be able to do a whole lot here.
It's hard to do space maps.
So instead, we're just going to create three little piles here. And whoever's turn it will be, will get to choose which pile to draw from. All right, so I have arbitrarily decided that we will be starting our exploration from New Hikili. We need to decide what our goal is. What are we searching for? One of the things that I thought, and Jordan, you are the one who will be creating the rest of the campaign. You know, what if we are searching for a new way into the parallels? Something along those lines.
Interesting.
Because essentially what we're going to be doing is, as we travel from location to location, we will be turning over cards, and each ace we find is going to be another step towards our ultimate goal of this game. And once we find all of the aces, there are three of them in this case, we will then have completed the game. So, according to the book, as a group, we are supposed to decide on a goal. One really easy one is there is a new illness that has cropped up on New Hikili, and we have been tasked with discovering what we can from previous civilization as far as a cure for this new illness.
If I could make another suggestion,
huh?
I think that a good way to continue what we created from the microscope session is this idea that we are coming out of a dark age and the order of wayfinders is being reestablished. I think that a really great way to try and do that is that the Treaty of Parallels has been lost to time, and that we're trying to discover the guiding texts of the Treaty of Parallels, because that could encompass like crossing over into another dimension. That could encompass like world government. That could encompass a lot of different things.
Yeah.
That is an alternative to what the book suggests.
I really like that idea.
Yep. Sounds good.
So we are a group of people who are setting off from New Hikili, and we are going to attempt to discover the original text of the Treaty of Parallels. So again, anytime we find an ace in the location deck, we will be
one step closer.
One step closer.
To the edge.
And I'm about to break.
The next step that it talks about is creating eons. It says, as a group, name three known eons of humanity. We kind of have already done that using our microscope. So I have the eon cards here. And essentially the purpose of the eon cards is we will be tying some of the locations into what eon they are most. Era. Time period.
Actually, this works pretty well because we never really defined the Treaty of Parallels.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
So, to begin with, we are going to start defining New Hikili. We have a list of questions that we are going to use to describe New Hikili.
Okay.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions. There happen to be 6 of us.
So we each get a question.
Look at there.
So we
question each.
Get a question. And then we will start at the top and work our way down.
Yeah.
Okay. After we die.
After I'm dead, I'm sorry.
What did you do, Jeremy?
I combined the words.
I said question each, and he combined, and it was queech.
That's a good planet name. That is a good planet name.
Nope, that's going to be my character's name. That would be awesome. Okay. So, Jordan.
Yes.
How large is New Hikili? How many people live there? Is it a gas giant, small planet?
12 people.
Are we clinging to life barely? Or are we a thriving civilization?
New Hikili is an Earth-sized planet. It has got a lot of different regions in terms of geography. So it has some mountains, it has some deserts, it has oceans, it has fresh water. It has a wide variety of different locations. Mostly it's a humid planet. The air is kind of sticky overall. Visitors there have noticed that it is rather hard to breathe because the humidity is so thick.
Okay. How many people live there? Is it a populous planet?
I would say that it is actually not very populous. I would say that it is in probably the low 10 millions, probably about 13 million people.
That is not many people.
Correct.
At all.
Okay. My question, and I will read the question as it is written. So then the question as it is written says, where in the coil is it located? What was the original purpose of this strata, as far as you can tell? Was it an industrial layer, residential, perhaps a vast temple complex? So in Reliquary, everything happens in the coil. That's where everybody lives, and that's what we are exploring. So we're exploring different layers of this vast ancient civilization that we are now living in one corner of. Gotcha. So that's what it means by where in the coil is it located. I'm going to kind of ignore where is it located, because outside of it being
part of a different planet.
Yeah. It's hard to, as we described.
Space.
It is in space. So New Hikili is in space.
It's not in space.
What was the original purpose of New Hikili, as far as we can tell? I would say New Hikili, as far as we can tell, was used to manufacture weapons. That is, all of the things that we are finding as we are rebuilding happen to be weapons manufacturing related.
Not tools?
I mean, we are finding tools, but we're finding things that are clearly used to harm other living creatures. Question 3. What does it look like? Think about architecture and the surrounding appearance.
I'm picturing if it was its primary export was weaponry, then I'm imagining a lot of industrial warehouse situations and open test ranges, underground silos, satellites that are both shield and weapon oriented. Because if you're going to make weapons, you got to protect yourself. Architecture. Squat square buildings for the warehouses, but for the silos, I'm thinking pyramids.
Pointy or flat-top pyramids?
Flat-top so it can draw away easier, I guess. Easier to conceal from above. But as far as, you know, planetary farming, there's probably like a lot of little mountain shacks, because their primary creatures harvested are like mountain creatures, live up in the high reaches, so they would have like mountainside shacks and whatnot, obelisk looking.
Are the creatures obelisk looking, or the shacks that they live in?
The shacks they live in.
Okay, I had to clarify.
The creatures either have large claws for hanging on to the mountains or hooves like goats.
I like the claws.
Goats with large talons?
Stop it.
Okay.
I hacked the computer.
Next question is going to be for Jeremy. It says, this strata is no longer capable of serving its original purposes, so what do you use it for now? What new purpose have you coaxed from existing landmarks or machines? What have you had to repurpose and how?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I got the easy one.
That's a tough question.
I guess one of the things, since Jeff described some mountainous areas, there was some mining going on. They found some minerals that could be used as a source of power. So decommissioning also some of the weaponry that was made and converting whatever the science behind there into power cells or things needed to power various functions on starships or other type of farming elements. So it's mainly generating power.
So literally plutonium.
Plutonium, yes.
Okay. Next question is going to be for Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
What signs of other past civilizations exist around New Hikili? And I would say, what signs of other civilizations can be seen from New Hikili?
Well, to be seen from, there's an abandoned space station.
I like it.
Evidence of other cultures and other civilizations. There's wreckage from several different types of starships with different language inside of them. Way different type control types and such. So it's obviously different species use them.
Nice. And last but not least for Ellie, what external and internal threats does New Hikili face? It then asks for three answers. I don't necessarily know we need three answers, but
I want to say internally, something politically, unbeknownst to, you know, the entire two people on the planet. There's a group that have intentions for, obviously, classic story, using this weaponry for their own unjust uses, whatever. But at the same time, this creates a problem outside of a planet where it paints a target on their back for others, because the word has been spreading and branching out to other planets and societies, whatever, you know, people.
The other planets could be like more, New Hikili is very farming oriented, mm-hmm. very much agrarian, seems a little bit more insular. So the other planets might be more industrial or warlike, since they're trying to get these weapons.
Right. I like that.
So it's a threat within and without.
Yep, I like it. I think it's cool.
That's interesting too, because what it seemed like is like New Hikili started off as a warmongering planet. But now it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, especially, I mean, what do you think took the population of an Earth-sized planet down to 13 million people?
Mm. Well,
that's what we have to figure out.
Because it's New Hikili, because the original Hikili system had to be evacuated. So maybe not everybody made it. That's why it's so
That could be
small.
Yeah. I think we can discover that as we go along. All right, so the next step is going to be creating characters.
Yeah.
Characters are relatively easy in this system. We are wanderers or new wayfinders, I guess. Give your wayfinder a name and pronouns and answer three questions. What does your wayfinder lack and hope to find by wandering? How are the threats facing New Hikili personal for your wayfinder? And what secret or legend does only your wayfinder know?
Ooh.
Ooh.
What if my secret is scandalous?
It can be scandalous.
Okay.
All right, so we never described or named, just to be clear, we never described or named the element that was discovered in the ring system by the Exilian.
No, we didn't, and I purposely did not want to name it because I said all I can think of is GX-35.
GX-36.
It's going to be called Exilium because it was discovered by the Exilian.
Exilians? Yeah, okay, I was about to say.
In conjunction with some of the Hikili. So we're just going to go with Exilium.
Yeah, I like it.
So once you have those three, you also have to choose a perspective. Your perspective represents a viewpoint in the world. You will be answering world-building questions through the lens of that viewpoint as we go along.
So like cynical or...
No. The perspectives that are available...
So aggressive.
I will list them here. There's a number of them. I think it'd be better if we all don't choose the same.
But, oh, yes.
Yeah. So, perspectives are engineer. So, an engineer fixes and builds things, seeks scientific solutions. A seeker keeps lore, rituals, and beliefs. A guardian finds ways to keep New Hikili and its people safe. A treasure hunter seeks valuables, often for themselves. A researcher discovers and preserves the past. A scout maps the planets, finds the best and safest paths. Artist tells stories and creates culture. Doctor heals and hypothesizes, tries to help. Descendant reminds you of someone once important. And tradesperson works a trade. In case that helps you come up with any ideas for your character.
So, I believe that we are done with character creation for the moment. So once we return from this quick break, we will go ahead and reveal the characters that are sitting at the table. Stay tuned.
Have you ever watched an absolutely terrible movie and thought to yourself, what were they thinking?
Because we sure have.
So much so that we named our podcast after it.
What were they thinking?
Starring me, Nathan.
And Brendan.
Every other week, we take a bad to questionable movie and unpack it, so you don't have to.
And then every other week, we A your Q's with our mailbag.
Or, you know, talk about whatever.
Yeah, no big whoop.
No big whoop at all. So that's What Were They Thinking?
You can catch us on Podbean, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and more.
On also a ton of platforms that Brendan made up.
And we're back.
All right, and Jordan, go ahead and tell us about your character.
My character is named Vano'u. Their pronouns are they, them. Their perspective is scout. What they lack and they hope to find. Vano'u is a Dinoraya. The Dinoraya remnant on New Hikili is small. I need to find more of my own people.
That's the birds, right?
Yep. The threats facing the world that's personal to you. The threat of depopulation.
Well, that's pretty personal.
And then the secret or legend you personally know? Mine is a secret. The weapons testing leaves the soil fertile for the growth of Anamo'o.
Ooh, which is the fruit that they eat, right?
The lizards.
The lizard folk.
Yeah.
From the other...
Yeah.
They were the half-plant, half-lizard things that breathed out pure oxygen. Yeah, the blizzards.
So that is my character.
Nice. My character is Luthesin Trant. He is a human, and he is a treasure hunter. What I am hoping to gain from joining the Wayfinders is a way home. I actually crashed here while I was searching for something, and because of the cost of bringing me back from near death, I owe people lots of money, and I'm having to work here to gain that back. More or less, I'm indentured servitude at this point, and joining the Wayfinders is kind of my way out. The reason it is personal is because I've actually been tasked with bringing knowledge of the weapons from the people who are trying to contact somebody off planet. They want me to tell my people, my planet, about what they have, because I'm pretty sure they will be interested in it. The secret that I know is that Ixilium is also present in the New Hikili mines and has been boarded off some of those shafts. Next is Jeff.
My character is Nahim. His pronouns are he, him. He is a seeker. The first question was, what I hope to gain is the magic needed to be a wayfinder. And the way that external threat to take all the weaponry is affecting me is I can no longer use the Ixilium to try and develop new magic. The legend that I know is that my family were founders of the original Wayfinders.
Next is Jeremy.
So my character's name is Zenoa Poe. He is an engineer. He's not originally from New Hikili. What he lacks and wants to find is a more efficient power source for his personal air filtration device. He's from a planet where the air is slightly different, so on most worlds he needs to have this filtration device to be able to breathe easily. The threat that makes it personal to him is one of the planets looking to obtain weaponry is at war with his home planet. And the secret or legend that he knows that is that however many years back it was, the Ixilians were actually betrayed by the Hikilin. And he knows this because he has an old Ixilian coin which depicts it on the back.
Johnny.
My name is Falani. I'm female. My quest is for family history. Don't know very much about it at all. Specifically looking for where my family originally came from. The planets that are currently looking for weapons for possible war are possibly my ancestral home. And the secret is, my grandmother told me how our ancestors were brought here as slaves to the mines.
I like it. And Ellie.
I don't have a number two. I can't think of anything. Sorry.
If you need to, we can think of it later.
Or you can just default and say, hey, Jordan, how do you want to threaten my character? He'll come up with something real quick.
Okay, cool.
So okay. Tell me your first and third thing, and I'll give you a second.
Yep, there we go.
There you go.
You meet me in the middle?
Yes.
My character's name is Hokulani, which is stars and sky. I am human. I go by she, her. And I am an artiste. I hope to gain importance or to create a legacy. Number two, dot, dot, dot. And my scandalous boiling tea is that the Pontiff of New Hikali is sleeping with a sister who is the Secretary of War.
His sister who is the Secretary of War?
Yes.
Okay. So here is your complication.
Okay.
If you do not create a piece of art that will capture this legend by a certain date, like a certain momentous period within history, like we'll say the 150th founding of the colony, You will be magically turned into stone.
I don't like that.
Well, that's why it's a problem.
I like it.
And then you too will be turned into a sculpture.
A piece of art.
Art is a piece of creative work that is motivated by explaining a story, conveying a religious or political message.
Okay.
If you're a storyteller and your art is the spoken word, poems live down for ages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, stories are works of art that transcend generations.
I mean, God made dirt and dirt don't hurt. It came from forever ago.
Like, we don't even know who said it.
Oh my.
Okay. So next I'm going to actually read some stuff to kind of give you guys some backstory and because we're more or less ready to start at this point.
Bing.
reading.
Over the course of the game, we're going to be traveling to location cards we placed here in the middle, and we are going to explore them by rolling dice. At each location, we have a chance to acquire knowledge of the world and additional supplies before returning to New Hikili. After each location, we have the option to return to New Hikili, and when we do, we will answer a prompt from a table. Everybody will answer a prompt, and we might do only a couple people answering that prompt because we have so many people. They allow us to explore the community in detail, checking in on changes that may have occurred while we were traveling. We can also create story events if we want to that may impact the overall narrative, and it will be informed by your specific perspective. So, choosing locations and risking dice. We will choose an unrevealed location to explore from the options available on the table, these three. Before flipping the location card, as a group, choose a number of dice we wish to risk on 17. That specific location, up to 4 at this point.
Oh.
This represents the amount of supplies we are bringing with us and how thorough of an exploration at this location we plan on undertaking. We must risk at least 1 die and can risk up to 4 for now. Once the group has agreed on a number of dice to bring along, deal that many playing cards from the deck face down in front of that location. We will then flip over the location card that we're currently exploring. So, with that, we will come back and begin playing Reliquary.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Our cast is Aaron, Ellie, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, and Jordan. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.